Welcome. You are listening to Not Just a Rainbow with Catherine Cager. All right? Today I am gonna tell you my modest opinion on an interesting topic you probably will love. During the pandemic, OnlyFans became the go-to place for everyone, from regular folks to celebs, to earn some extra cash from home. It's a site where creators charge their fans to see their photos and videos. It's a cool way to be in control of your own business. On OnlyFans, you can pretty much post whatever you want. Whether it's a video of you cooking spaghetti or some sexy pics. Other social media sites might not be down with the sexy stuff, so OnlyFans has become a go-to for sex workers to make money by sharing videos and doing webcam shows, especially during lockdown, when they can't meet clients in person. Even though OnlyFans has been around since 2016, we're just now starting to consider all the consequences of having an account. This podcast follows four people who have OnlyFans accounts, as they openly discuss the good and bad of being on the platform. Here's what they had to say. What creators dig about OnlyFans? OnlyFans is a great way for a lot of people to make some fast cash from home, especially with everything going on with COVID-19. Paige, a flight attendant from Nick, decided to join in March to help make up for her lost hours at work. She told Bustle Docs that creating an account was a way for her to take control of her finances again. She posts a lot of pics of her legs and feet in pantyhose, and even sells them to her followers. Can you believe someone offered her $500 for a pair of old ripped nylons? On average, she makes about $100 a week just from her pics. It's a pretty good side gig. Even though her content is a bit sexy, she's not shy about her OnlyFans, and doesn't think it'll mess up her job. She knows other flight attendants who do the same thing with their feet pics. Marcus, a guy who works full-time as a hotel operations supervisor in New York City, isn't bothered at all about his OnlyFans account. He told Bustle that he started it during a 3-week break from work, thinking he'd just share hair tutorials. But then he switched to posting sexy photos and modeling stuff, because it made more money. His OnlyFans has a bunch of nude pics, but Marcus isn't worried about it affecting his job, if his coworkers or boss found out, because they'd have to pay to see it. He even mentioned that one of his coworkers is a subscriber, so maybe this kind of gig is becoming more normal. So, having an OnlyFans doesn't automatically mean you'll get fired from your regular job. Of course, OnlyFans isn't just about sex work. It's also for creators who want to share different kinds of content, like Lexington, who works full-time in corporate social responsibility. She started her account this year after moving to law, and mostly posts videos of her singing, dancing, and working out to inspire her followers. Lexington told Bustle Docs that she originally signed up for OnlyFans as a funny thing, but started getting serious about it once she started making $1,500 a month. Now, she proudly promotes her OnlyFans link on her social media profiles, saying she's all about being real, sharing her life, and, of course, making some extra cash. So, for anyone wanting to make some more money, she suggests giving it a shot. What creators ain't feeling about OnlyFans? Not everyone has had a good time on the platform. Aaliyah, a model, actor, and activist from Law, said they joined after hearing about it from some webcam users. They thought it would be a good way to make money safely, especially since they had done sex work on the streets before. However, they saw other creators getting death threats and having their content stolen by fans who just wanted to cause drama. So, they decided to delete their account. Aaliyah isn't the only one speaking out about problems on the platform. Lately, sex workers who make a living on OnlyFans have been calling out celebrities for stealing the spotlight. Bella Thorne, a former Disney star, joined in August and said she would be posting nude pay-per-view content. She ended up making a whopping $2 million in just 1 week. So, like, a week later, OnlyFans was all like, "Hey guys, we're gonna start putting limits on how much performers can charge and how often they get paid." They said it had nothing to do with Thorne, but it's got people talking about the struggles sex workers are dealing with. That's all for today. I hope this episode was useful for you all. Do not forget to share my podcast with your friends and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.